FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, Kokstad is mopping up today after snow fell in parts of the southern KZN town. Major routes around Kokstad and Port Shepstone, including the N2, were closed for hours yesterday. Hundreds of motorists were stuck in the snow on the roads since the early hours of the morning. Teams got to work to clear it, managing to get traffic moving again in the afternoon. Luanda Madikizela is the mayor of the Greater Kokstad Municipality.
All our routes are open and our teams are on the ground to do the assessment and also the recovery, but also doing the mopping since there has been a lot of disruptions because of the inclement weather. So our responsibility now currently is to do that assessment, but we can confirm that there has not been any incidents that has been reported on the road, but also any fatalities that have occurred.
He says teams are now working around the clock to restore power to areas left in the dark by the extreme weather.
Mostly it occurred within our local areas and communities, particularly in Bongweni, which was affected, another area called the Franklin's area, which was affected, and other areas like Area 5 and 6, which are within the Greater Kokstad municipalities, which yesterday our team have managed to restore those power outages. And therefore, as we today, we are doing the assessment with the law enforcement as well as the disaster teams, then quantify what has occurred on the ground in terms of the damages.
The electricity department in eThekwini says teams are also working to return power to areas here whose supply was knocked out. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The city says fallen poles, trees on power lines, overgrown vegetation, blown off root sheets and other debris tangled in cables have all contributed to the widespread power outages. It says teams are working around the clock to repair faults, but it's warned that due to the sheer volume of the damage, restoring supply is expected to take longer than usual. Affected customers are being urged to be patient and advised to report outages through the city's digital fault reporting platforms. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Young South Africans are under severe financial pressure but remain financially savvy. That's according to the latest Standard Bank Youth Barometer. It's revealed that most youth between the ages of 18 and 35 spend over half of their income on essentials like groceries, rent and transport. Around 73% buy used cars and over 65% do so without a deposit. While 26% of funeral policy holders are under 35, only 16% have life cover. And Zimbabwe will ban exports of lithium concentrates from 2027 in the hopes that mining companies start processing and refining the critical mineral locally. The neighboring country has the largest lithium reserves in Africa and exports mainly to China. The Zimbabwean government says two companies are in the process of establishing refining facilities where lithium could be processed locally. But the Harare-based Center for Natural Resource Governance says the government's efforts to boost revenue from its lithium comes too little too late. It believes 2027 is too distant given the pace of extraction and the price volatility of lithium on the global market. It's warned that by then, millions of tons will have been exported, enriching foreign capital while eroding Zimbabwe's chances of sustainable economic development. The top story, Kokstad is mopping up today after snow fell in parts of the southern KZN town. Go to ecr.co.za for more local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.